Everything is at stake in the SJHL final between the Bombers and the Battleford's North Stars, which gets underway tonight in North Battleford. Here's what you need to know. Both Flin Flon and Battleford's won their opening series. The Stars got to the finals by knocking off Weyburn in 5 games and Melfort in 4, going flawless since a Game 1 loss against the Wings. Flin Flon took a hard road to get to the final, beating Estevan in 7 games and taking down the Humboldt Broncos in 5. The league title is up for grabs in the series, as is a ticket to the national championship, the Centennial Cup, being held next month in Portage la Prairie. The Bombers have not won the title in 30 years, the Stars last won it in 2017, hoisting the trophy on Whitney Forum ice after beating the Bombers in a 4-game sweep. During the past regular season, the Bombers and Stars played 4 times. The Stars won 3 of the 4 meetings, but the Bombers did manage to shut the Stars out at the Forum. Battleford's picked up a 5-2 win over Flin Flon November 18 during a neutral site game in Wilkie, then got a 4-3 overtime win the next day in a second neutral site game in Battleford the next night. The games took place during a period where the Access Communications Center in North Battleford, the Stars' home rink, was undergoing ice plant repairs. Months later, during hockey night in the North on February 17, the Bombers went to town on the Stars, keeping them to just 15 shots in a 6-0 beatdown. Battleford's got their revenge a night later though with a 4-2 win, one during which several key Bomber players, including Cole DePero, Matt Egan and Jacob Vaukler, were injured. During those games, Kian Bell led the Stars in scoring, picking up a goal and an assist in the 3 games in which Battleford's wasn't shut out. Jackson Allen was dangerous, putting up 3 goals and an assist, while Holden Dowell had 4 assists and Stephen Kesslering had 3 helpers. For Flin Flon, DePero and Vaukler led the attack. Both players had 5 points in those 4 games, with DePero scoring once and picking up 4 assists. Vaukler had at least 1 point in all 4 games, including 2 goals and 3 assists, while Brent Gulenkin had a goal and 3 assists, all picked up in the final 2 games. The list of superlatives for the Stars this year is long. The team's 48 regular season wins in 56 games is the most an SJHL team has had since 2016-17, when the Stars also had 48 wins in 58 games. The Stars swept the entire playoffs that year, including beating the Bombers in the finals. Leading scorers Bell and Dowell were the first teammates to both clear 100 points since Travis Egham and Marc-Andre Carré did it for LaRange in 2010-11. The Ice Wolves won the title that year. The Stars scored more than 5 goals per game on average and, throughout the playoffs so far, the top 4 scorers for the Stars are also the top 4 scorers in the league. While the Bombers were an honorable mention in the CJHL's national top 20 rankings at the end of the year, the Stars were ranked number 2. They'd been ranked first in the country for most of the season. Battleford's will come into a series against the Bombers motivated as well. The two teams faced off in the opening round of last year's playoffs, with Flin Flon, despite coming into the series as the lower seed, winning in 6 games. The Stars won the opening 2 games at home, but the Bombers would take the series over once things went north. Vaukler scored a pivotal OT winner in Game 4 to tie the series, got a pair of goals by Gabriel Shipper pushing the Bombers over for a Game 5 win and clinched the series at home in a 6-2 win. Most of the Stars' roster was on hand for that series, 8 forwards and 6 defensemen, including Captain Jake Southgate, Dowell, SJHL Defender of the Year Tynan Uwert and 40-goal man Kesslering. Much has been made of the Bombers' injury woes through the last part of the regular season and early playoffs. The team finished their series with Humboldt with key players Egan, Jaden Mercier and Jeremy Tremblay out of the lineup. Their condition heading into the finals is unknown. Despite big absences, the Bombers were able to beat out the league's second seed in 5 games, giving up only 10 goals in 5 games and keeping most of the Broncos' top talent off the scoresheet. Both teams can rely on strict defense and hot goaltending. Harmon Laser-Hume has been arguably the league's best goalie in playoffs so far and the Bombers' likely playoff MVP, playing every minute of the series for the team so far and earning all 8 wins. Laser Hume's .950 save percentage in the five games against Humboldt meant he was saving 19 of every 20 Bronco shots he faced. Josh Kotai is no slouch, either. The newly minted SJHL Goalie of the Year also comes in with 8 wins, all of which have come during the Stars' winning streak. Kotai only gave up 5 goals against Melfort in the semifinal, capped off with a 1-0 double overtime shutout in Game 3 where he made 44 saves. The series starts with Games 1 and 2 at North Battleford's Access Communication Center April 14 and 15, before coming back to Flin Flon's Whitney Forum April 21 and 22 for Games 3 and 4. If needed, Game 5 will be in the Battleford's April 25, with the series swinging back to Flin Flon for a hypothetical game the 6th of April 29. A decisive seventh game, if needed, will be played in North Battleford May 3. Games will be available to watch on both Hockey TV and on SaskTel Max, as well as on local radio stations. The reminder will have full post-game reports of all games during the series. Flin Flon Bombers Team BATTLEFORDS North Stars 3-7-1-5-2-2 Regular Season Record 4-8-5-2-1-1-2-1-0 Head-to-Head Record 3-1-0-0 Sherwood Division Global Ag Risk Solutions First in Sherwood Division Finish First in Global Ag Risk Solutions Loss in Final. To Est Last Season Result Loss in First Round. To FF Beat Humboldt in 5 Games Last Series Result Beat Melfort in 4 Games Cole DePero 4-4-3-7-2-7-6-4 Leading Scorers, Regular Season Kian Bell, 5-1-5-4-4-8-1-0-2 Jeremy Tremblay, 4-4-2-7-2-8-5-5 2 Holden Dole, 4-9-3-3-6-7-100 Zach Kane, 5-3-2-3-2-8-5-1 3 Jake Southgate, 5-4-2-5-5-7-8-2 Jaden Mercier, 3-8-1-2-3-8-5-0 4 Stephen Kesslering, 5-4-4-0-2-9-6-9 Reese Richmond, 5-4-3-4-5-4-8 5 Tynan Uwert, 5-5-8-4-8-5-6 Alexi Silvestra, the 12th to the 5th of June 11. Letting Scorers, Playoffs Southgate, 9-4-1-4-1-8 Jacob Vockler, the 11th to the 4th of June 10. 2 Bell, the 9th to the 13th of April 17. Richmond, 1-2-0-9-9 3 Dole, the 9th to the 4th of December 16. Ethan Mercer, 1-2-6-1-7 4 Kesslering, the 9th to the 9th of March 12. DePero, 7-4-3-7 5 Uwert, 9-1-8-9 Harmon Laser Hume, 44 GP, 2-8-1-1-2-2-2.57 GAA, .913 SV% regular season, 12 GP, 8-2-2-1.75 GAA, .945 SV% playoffs. Starting goalie Josh Kotai, 39 GP, 3-2-4-2-1-2.39 GAA, .935 SV% regular season, 9 GP, 8-1-0-1.60 GAA, .945 SV% playoffs. Mike Reagan Head Coach Braden Klimosko 3.57 goals per game 5.07 2.73 goals against per game 2.46 2.75 goals per game playoffs 4.56 2 goals against per game playoffs 1.67 4 DePero, Mercier, Tremblay, Vauclair NCAA Division I committed players 3 Dole, Kotai, Southgate 8 Kane, DePero, Lucas Fry, King, Ethan Mercer, Mercier, Richmond, Alex von Sprecken 2002 born players 7 Ewert, Kesslering, Keaton Klein, Zane Florence, Southgate, Wilson Steele, Emmett Wurst 2 Corey King, Rylan Pierce Major junior players 3 Bell, Justin Marich, Evan Waldy Honorable mention CJHL Top 20 Ranking, Year End 2nd